Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, family. Happy Sunday to you. How are you today? Well, we've been on this love journey. The first one was the power of love. And we talked about that. We talked about how powerful love is. And after then, we talked about after the fall. And that's when I played the music after the reggae, played the blue, Because, you know, one thing is to fall in love with someone. And that is a time you feel, oh, everything is okay, it's sweet, it's good. But what happens after the fall? What happens after the fall? We spoke about that. But today, we are going to talk about when love is no longer the same. What happens? What happens when love is no longer the same? One thing you should understand here, love involves excitement, that faith, routines that take over, an emotional distance. When that happens, what do you do? How do you cope? You know, it is really sad, you know, to see two people, you know, falling in love deeply and watch them, you know, go apart. It's really, really sad. So when you no longer feel that the person you fall in love with loves you, when you find out that is not real, I'll tell you something, yeah? When your relationship is no longer shipping, carry your shoe, a car. When the excitement is not exciting, carry your shoe, a car. But before you do that though, sit down and talk about it. But if you see yourself talking about the same thing over and over and over and over again, you don't play reggae, you don't play blues, now no music. That is when you have to choose you. Before we continue with this topic, let's go on a short break. I'm your girl, Samba.
I love somebody so much it makes you cry. Have you ever needed something so sad you can't sleep at night? Have you ever tried to find the words but they don't?
Stand.
Hello, family. Welcome back to the Power of Love series, and this is part 3. Today, we're going to talk about when love changes. Are you staying? Are you leaving? Or are you choosing yourself? Because there's a difference between living and choosing yourself. Do you understand that? There is difference between living and choosing yourself. Because when you leave, you can still come back to a relationship that is no longer worth, you know, the trouble. You don't repeat the same thing in a relationship. You are human beings, you're not animals. So you should understand when to stop. You should understand when things are not working. Then you should understand when to walk away and choose yourself. Because this is where we strip life down to the truth. And this is where we ask the other questions. Because sometimes love doesn't stay the same. Feelings change. And this is not abnormal. It's normal because you're getting to know each other. You're getting to find out if this is the right person for you. Because sometimes we fall in love because of physical attraction, or because of the way the person speaks, or because of, you know, how nice the person is. So, which one is yours? And situations change also. Maybe you met this guy when he was okay, when he's got money, when he was in town, and suddenly things change. What? That is why I always say, it is not good to love somebody for a reason. I don't know if that makes sense to you. It makes sense to me though. Because if you marry a guy because he's good looking, if something happens to those to that, you know, look, it's done. If you marry a lady because she's slim, she's beautiful, after having one or two babies and she goes big, what happens? What happens? So you need, before you go into any relationship, you need to think deep. You need to know what you're doing. And always be yourself. Like I said earlier, if your relationship is not shipping, it's not shipping to a butte. Do you understand? Then you need to stop trying. After talking and talking over and over again, you need to stop trying. That is that person. Is it that you want to stay there like that and you don't complain anymore? So what do you do? What do you do when the love changes? Do you stay and fight for it? Talk to me, people. I want you to let's talk. Me, I'm not perfect. If you think I've got the best relationship in the whole world, you're joking. We are all learners. Anyway, we try and use experience to, you know, to carry everything. Yes, sometimes, you know, it's good to use your experience to deal with relationship. There's no perfect relationship. When you see those two lovers outside, you know, doing lovey-dovey, they are all over each other. When they are back home, you don't know what they go through. When love changes, do you walk away? Or do you just choose yourself?
tonight we're going to be honest with each other. Yeah, we can be emotional if necessary. If you want to share your own story with me, send me a message. Let's talk about it. So, you see, in every relationship, when the excitement fades, one of you is going to complain, like, you don't love me anymore. You don't care about me anymore. But that is not the case. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's normal. It's just like when you're getting married for the first time. Everything's going to be like hot. Hot pepe atayonyo. You know? But after the honeymoon, you come back home, your eye go clear. That is coming back to reality. Now, that is coming back to living together if you were not living together before marriage. I'm not on any side. Tonight we're talking, you know, we're talking to each other, we're being real, because that's why it's called uncluttered. It is not all love that ends, and it is not all that stays the same. It would change. Now it depends on how you manage it. Everything needs, you know, management. Even the house you live in needs to be managed. If you have children, you need to manage them, because they all don't have the same character. Same thing as every relation. That's why you cannot compare the relationship you have with your boyfriend with the one your friend has with his or her girlfriend. You can't compare. Maybe if you're a friend to a guy, you know, you can compare that guy with your boyfriend. It's not possible. If you have a friend, she's dating someone, you can judge their relationship with yours. So sometimes you just need to sit down and think about what is yours, how to deal with yours. That is why you need experience. You need to be very patient. Me, I don't know how to fight for love. No, I don't know how to fight love for love. Because there's different, you know, between being jealous and fighting for love. How do you fight for love? And why do you fight for love? Is it because of the history you've got together? Or is it because of the children? You're understandable. Is it because of the emotional attachment? You think you can't be attached to anyone else emotionally? Is that what you think? Or are you fighting for love because you're hoping things will improve? For how long do you want to do that? A guy that slaps you around, or a woman that pushes, you know, that push you around every now and then, you think she's gonna change? How is she gonna change? A woman that before you say one, she's already said like 10, and you think that's gonna change? Things only improve with people that listen, that are ready to, you know, put in their effort, show that they care. And when you're talking about history, what history? Because, you know, the family knows you together, friends know you together, you do things together, you travel together, you have things in common. If you're thinking about that, you might end up dying in that relationship, especially if it's an abusive relationship. How do you want to cope? Ask yourself, what are you really fighting for? Are you fighting for someone that is ready to fight for you? Are you fighting for somebody that even sees that you're fighting? Is it worth fighting for? Because if you say you want to fight for your partner, your husband, your wife, it's got to be effort from both of you. It's not supposed to be one-sided. Because sometimes you fight for a man and he'll be telling you, look at her. Don't mind her. It's you I want. Let her just be fighting. I don't care. Is that the kind of person you want to fight for? Or you're fighting for your wife, telling your family that they can go to work, they can go to hell. You don't care. She's your woman. And you're ready to stay with her regardless. And she doesn't even appreciate it. Is it worth fighting for? If you're going to fight for a relationship, the other person is supposed to put effort. You have to see that effort. Because if you don't see it, you don't feel it, there is no point. Just move on with your life. Because staying only works when both people are willing to fight for the relationship. It takes two to tango. So if you're thinking about fighting for that relationship, my dear, think twice. So that you won't fight for nothing. Yeah. There's no point fighting for what is not worth fighting for. Why are you thinking about that? Let's go on a short break. I'm your girl, Samba.
Fight it, I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
Welcome back to Uncluttered. We're still talking about love. What happens if the love is not working? What happens if the love is not loving anymore? What do? Do you fight? Do you walk away? Or choose yourself? You know what? Sometimes love is no longer healthy when there is constant pain. Love is not supposed to be painful. Love is not supposed to hurt. And love is no longer healthy when there is disrespect. I always say, you know, I'd rather prefer you to respect me than love me. Because if you respect me, automatically that is love. You can love somebody and don't respect that person. I see that a lot. But not me. No, I would not let you disrespect me. Nah. Not the king of queens. Nah. Love is no longer healthy when, you know, emotionally you are exhausted. It's not a job of a bricklayer. Love is supposed to be sweet. It's supposed to comfort you. Love is supposed to make you happy. And you know, walking away from something that is hurting you is not weakness. It is self-respect. You need to respect yourself. You need to respect your feelings. You need to respect your mental health. Don't love somebody, you know, without loving yourself first. I'm not saying be selfish, but love yourself first. Choose yourself. Because love is not supposed to make you feel that you're going crazy. My dear, before you go into that relationship, ask that woman, ask that man, what do you want in this relationship? Don't shy away from it. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, are you a baby? You don't enter out. When they start giving you excuses, you don't enter out. Don't let anybody tell you not to ask. It's just like, what example can I give? You must ask. You must know. Especially when you're getting older. When age is no longer on your side. Yeah, sorry, I love to speak my language. You don't the enter body. Don't waste your time. Don't invest in something that is not going to get you anywhere. Something you're not going to benefit from. And what are the benefits? Rest of mind. Joy. Happiness. Somebody to rely on. Somebody to talk to. Somebody to confide in. If that is not happening, Omo, you're not in a relationship, oh. Your ship don't sink. It's not even she, not to talk of shipping. Sit yourself down and talk to yourself. And I always say this, love yourself. When you do, it's going to be easier for you. Love yourself and choose yourself. It can be the hardest part, you know, choosing yourself. Yeah, sometimes it can feel like that. Do you even know what choosing yourself, do you know what it means at all? Because some of you don't understand. It means putting yourself first. Putting your peace first, peace of mind. You need to value your mental health. It's very important. Mental health is very, very important. Don't let anyone turn you to a nuisance. Huh? Don't make yourself, you know, giving yourself for less, settling for less. No. You are you. Margo. Yeah, I love laughing sometimes. Don't let yourself go. I don't even know, you know, when they say love at first sight. Listen, I don't think there's anything like that nowadays. If you go and do love at first sight, you end up in the second room. Love at first sight. How can you fall in love with somebody at first sight? So can somebody help me explain that? Please, can somebody help me explain that? Love at first sight. What's the definition? You just see somebody and you just fall in love. That feels like magic to me. Yeah, we all think differently. To me, it feels like magic. It feels like lusting over someone. Listen, no go read book, forget yourself, or borrow yourself brain. If you are reading all those books, love at first sight, oh, he met that girl, oh, she was so stunning, oh, she was like a sunshine, and suddenly they fell in love and happily ever after. There is no happily ever after in this world that we live now. Hello? Please, if there is, please just tell me, explain to me, make me understand. Okay, is there a happily ever after? Yeah, the Gen Z people. Have you experienced it, or do you know somebody that is experiencing it or has experienced it? That was in the days of our grandfathers. When they talk to the wife, and the wife would not even say anything, like there is water in her mouth. Just shh. But now, our women, you say one, they will say 20. What's stubborn be Giroko? Giroko, kokini branch, kokini wewe. It's just naked branches. And some men are like that too. Yes. Some men, they are worse than their wives. They will carry seat. They will sit down like they've resumed, you know, their daily work and start exchanging words with their wife. If you don't enter that stage, I beg, carry your load, waka. Stop deceiving yourself. Love is not a do or die affair when it's not working, when it doesn't make sense, when you're not moving forward. When you keep talking about the same thing over and over and over again, it's no longer making sense. And do you know why most of us will stay in relationship like that? Because we always believe we can never get anything better than what we have at the moment. Do you know how many men did this world? But I think they are saying they we have less, you know, female than male. We have more female than male. Very soon we'll be doing 1, 2, 3. I just feel sorry for all of you who get out body. I want to pay them gang. Why can we not just, you know, that reminds me. You see, some of you married women, I need to talk some senses in your head. I'm sorry if you don't like it, you know, the way I said it. This is uncluttered. We'll say it exactly the way it is. Some of you, that you will leave your husband out because of small thing. Because of one thing you can... In short, let me be straight. Most of you that will leave your husband out because your husband is dating somebody outside. Because your husband... get a side chick outside. Nah, no, well, yeah, you're not okay. Yes, I'm talking to you. You're not okay. Have you seen a perfect man? If you have one, please. I need one. Because I'm a widow. If you find that perfect man, please bring it. Bring him rather. You will leave your husband because he's cheating. Now you will now go and become another person's husband, side chick. Voila, tiwa. And I don't get problem. Voila. Oh my God. Can you imagine that? You left your husband because, in short, I want to ask you, all of you, all these married women, I want to ask you, growing up, tell me you've never dated a married man before. In short, I will choose another day for you people. Because they're barring your bani so toro. Me, I will advise you. If nobody is talking to you, talking senses, I will try my best. I just remember just now, because yeah, we're talking about relationship. If it's not working, leave. But it's not like if he's cheating. I beg, which man know they cheat? Okay, my organ know they cheat. No, my boss, not my boyfriend. Now only one man where I see, we know they cheat. I hope he's not listening to me though. God bless your wife. I'm sure she's a very lucky woman. Now only my oga. If you find another one, let me know. Come on, ladies. Stop deceiving yourself. Stop it now. It's annoying. Especially when your husband is doing his best at home, providing for you and the children. As long as he's coming home to sleep. Yeah, sometimes maybe he won't come home to sleep once a week or twice a week. He will tell you lies. Let me explain. I know it's not easy. Even me that I'm saying that, it's not easy. That other man you're going to search for outside, he's still going to do the same thing. Abini bini is not ability. You don't get it. To me, it feels like when they were giving birth to them, you know, the placenta. It seems that the placenta that comes with the boys is not like our own. They is cheating placenta. Olosho placenta. Now you follow them come this world. And some of you women are like that also. Yeah. Not only the men. Not only the men. Ah, that's a good one. Olosho placenta for the boys. I want Shana PLC. You won't leave man with a cheat. Then you can't go stay by yourself. Yourself will come become side chick. Because men know the outside again. Now the irresponsible ones now eat the outside now. Now they're plenty. Please let me check the TikTok. Now irresponsible ones now eat plenty. Now the ones we single now they're worse pass. I mean, where you won't go? Who won't marry you with two children? Yes, you can be lucky. Yeah, somebody can might take you in, but do you think that other person will not cheat? I mean, let's be talking to each other. You know? But that cheating part, stop it. If there is any other thing, maybe he's irresponsible, he's not doing his duties, you know, he's not showing you love. It's different. Or he's not paying attention to you, he's not staying up, you know, at home all the time. Because some people cannot, you know, they fear starting again because, you know, they fear loneliness, they fear judgment, what people will say. They will talk. You're thinking of what people will talk, then you remain in an abusive relationship. You remain where you're not wanted. Depression will kill you. Oh my God. You know the problem you have, some of you. Fear keeps many of you in places where love already left. Even love got tired and left you in the relationship. Avina, love got tired when you were not tired. Even love, you can't look say, she maybe you are okay, Sha. Is this guy okay? I'm not wanted here. And then you have to say, bye. Seriously. For you that left your husband because he's cheating, I'll play on Break My Heart for you. Because that will break my heart. Now they follow you everywhere. Because you will sing that on Break My Heart 1,000,000 times. Because, see, instead of you to sit down, just they manage the responsible guy where they look after you. But we just get Ujukokoro. Then you start chasing people's husband. Yourself, you can't become what you're fighting your husband for. You now become side chick. And they will keep breaking your heart. And all you can sing, break my heart. Say you love me again. Love kill you there. Let's go on a short break. Hello, my family. Aimojo Soloko. That Yoruba sounds so sweet. Don't mind me, I love my language. So let's talk about this. You know, I told you, love left you and ran away because you refused to live where it no longer exists. Now, let me ask you, do you think love can come back? Yes, some relationship, you know, do recover. But only if both sides change. When effort is consistent, yes, love can come back. It's very hard for you to rebuild trust. Yes. It's not easy. In addition, go back to where if a woman or a man treats you badly, to trust. You know, will I say there's me go bank, you carry gun, go carry money. It's hard. But if you're able to rebuild it, yeah? The relationship can recover. Trust me. Love can be revived when it fades. Depends on how you handle it. You try, but you have to do a lot of talking. But when is it over, gone? When do you know that this love is over? When you know quickly work, it can't work. When? It's simple. When there's no effort from both sides, when effort is one-sided, when there's no longer respect, he or she does not respect your emotions, doesn't respect how you feel, what you think, and most especially when there's no emotional connection between both of you, that is when to say bye-bye. And move on with your life. Sometimes love doesn't end with fight. It ends with silence. Talk. Have conversation. You married women, I'm saying again. You want to become a side chick. Because I know you're thinking, oh, I'm going to leave him. He's cheating. He doesn't respect me. He's carrying this. He's carrying... Ologbeni, look at yourself in the mirror and adjust. Because it might just be maybe the way you're dressing now, you know, it might just be you don't respect him anymore. You don't pay attention to him. I know children are important, but sometimes you need to learn to pay attention to your man. Because without the man, there won't be that child. Maybe one day I'm going to pull that wool out of your ears. Maybe you will listen by force. And you that you are already suffering, you've left your husband, you become side chick. Are you all right? How is it going? Our market? Guys, that is not a ticket for you to cheat. It is horrible. But for people like us, to tigino, maybe because I'm almost 50, experience it more. Not just from me, from people around me. You know, I've been doing it for a long time, you know, talking to people about relationship, trying to solve, you know, problems and issues and everything. And, you know, growing up with adults also helps. So I'll say again, love is powerful. But tonight we learned something even deeper. Love is not always meant to stay. Not for everyone. Sometimes love teaches, you know, sometimes it changes you. And sometimes it prepares you for something better. So whether you choose to stay or walk away, make sure one thing remains true. You do not lose yourself in process. No, it's not allowed. Because at the end of the day, the most important relationship you will ever have is the one you have with yourself. Yeah, it's the one you have with yourself. No other one. That is the most important one. So my lovelies, this is Uncluttered. And I'm your girl, Samba. We'll talk again next week. Good night, my people.
I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. But as our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you. take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow, take it slow, slow. This time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, 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 oh. This time we'll take. When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in the